From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Al-Qaeda confirmed today that one of its high-ranking members was killed in a drone attack. His name was Mustafa Abu al-Yazid. Last August, he became the face of Al-Qaeda, the star in a lot of its propaganda videos. The U.S. says he was widely viewed as the number three figure in Al-Qaeda. He was in charge of the group's operations in Afghanistan and Pakistan. And U.S. intelligence is calling his death a big blow to the terrorist group. But some analysts say its importance should not be overplayed. Al-Qaeda is no longer the hierarchical group it once was, and Yazid is just the latest in a long list of so-called number threes who've been killed. NPR's counterterrorism correspondent Dina Temple-Raston has the story.
News of Abu Yazid's demise has been announced before. Back in 2008, the U.S. thought he'd been killed in a bomb attack. Then he resurfaced on an Al-Qaeda video months later. This time, Al-Qaeda actually announced his death in a statement on the Internet. That suggests he's really dead.
This time, it sounds like U.S. intelligence officials have higher confidence that he's actually been killed.
Matthew Waxman is a professor at Columbia University Law School and a former Defense Department and National Security Council official. Abu Yazid is the seventh number three Al-Qaeda leader to have been killed since 2001. Waxman says he isn't sure his death is a blow to the organization.
One thing that we've seen since 9/11 is Al-Qaeda as an organization decentralizing even further into a sort of a looser structure of franchise organizations spread across many different areas of the world. And this makes it very difficult to assess the practical impact of a strike like this.
You know, the joke goes that the way to get yourself killed fastest is to be the number three in Al-Qaeda.
Right. Well, I think we use the term number three in Al-Qaeda pretty broadly. I think it's often used as a label for any leadership figure who has some pretty substantial role in operational planning.
U.S. officials started giving Abu Yazid the number three designation after he was made Al-Qaeda's operational commander in Pakistan and Afghanistan. He decided on attacks and strategy, while Osama bin Laden and Ayman al-Zawahiri, considered one and two in the organization, stayed behind the scenes. U.S. intelligence says there are about 50 members of al-Qaeda's core leadership who are still alive. Among that group, only a handful have a long personal history with bin Laden and Zawahiri. Abu Yazid was one of those people.
You could almost think of him as a kind of long-standing cabinet secretary in al-Qaeda.
Sam Raskoff is a professor at NYU Law School and a terrorism expert.
He's been something like a secretary of the Treasury. He's been something like a secretary of state. And more recently, he's been something like the chief of military operations in Afghanistan. So he's clearly a trusted advisor, someone who has had any number of very significant jobs for al-Qaeda over the years.
Raskoff says in the past, al-Qaeda has always been able to find replacements after attacks on its leadership.
Truth be told, there have been lots of other successful drone attacks against other high-level al-Qaeda operatives in the past. It's been very difficult to say with any precision that this or that attack has led to this or that diminution in the organization's operational capacity, for example.
Al-Qaeda has yet to say who Abu Yazid's successor, as number three, will be. Dina Temple-Raston, NPR News.